Imagine you are unafraid. Well, okay, you're afraid, but you're doing it anyways, because you're more afraid of not doing it. Imagine making your own rules, your own playbook, your own red light, green light on everything in your life. Your beauty, your body, your health, your success, your entire freaking life. Imagine feeling fully heard and fully seen and exactly who you are, leaving no part of yourself uncovered. If you're ready for that, then you are ready for Taking Up Space, the podcast. Here, we are having the tough conversations, and we're ready to heal our trauma. Not only are we sharing our stories, we are owning them, big time. In this space, we embrace ourselves fully, owning our bodies as they are, owning all of our uniqueness. No more playing it safe, no more staying quiet, and no more letting society or diet culture call the freaking shots. It's time we take up the space that is meant for us and make our own rules, define our own beauty, and define our own freaking lives. We all have space on this earth meant for us. We all have a story, a passion, and a purpose. And they're meant to be shared. They're meant to be heard. So let's take up space. Hey, lovelies. I hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas holiday. I would say day, but as we all know, a lot of the festivities can spill over into several days. But nonetheless, I hope you guys all had a wonderful time. You stayed safe and you made the best out of this Christmas holiday. We are ringing in 2021. We have one final story to bring to 2020. As I'm recording this intro, we are one day out from New Year's Eve. So it's Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thursday, which is New Year's Eve. And Friday will be a whole ass new year. So am I the only one who kind of thinks that the new year started on a Friday is kind of like an oxymoron? I don't know. It just seems strange. But then I guess I don't know. It's obviously been on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, you know, prior years. I don't remember. But it's just something about it being a Friday just seems, I don't know, a little backwards, but it also feels really right because it's going to be the weekend. So that's just strange. Anyways, I'm going off on a little tangent. So whose story made the cut in 2020? Who is going to be the last story that I am bringing to you in this very interesting 2020 year? And when I say made the cut, there really was no rhyme or reason. But we are going to hear a story today from a very, very lovely lady. Her name is Chloe. You can find her on social media as Chloe Alexandria. And she is a social media community manager for Love Your Social Media based out of Pennsylvania. But she is also a body positive badass babe. And that is where a lot of you might know her as. If you're like me and you scroll TikTok religiously, whether it's, you know, sporadically or, you know, like I said, religiously, however you spend your time on TikTok, that is where you most likely will have found Chloe. That is where I came across Chloe, and she is just using that platform to spread all of her body positivity videos, a lot of her messages, and just reach so many lives spreading the body positive message. And I just, after viewing her stories for quite some time on TikTok, I just knew I had to bring her on and to share her story. And a little side note that I think I shared in the last episode of why I really wanted to bring a lot of these babes that I have seen on social media kind of gain quite a bit of spotlight over the last year in the body positive industry on to share their story is because I think we fall into that trap of viewing them as, I don't know, more advanced than us. Like, they have it easy, or they found the right magic balance equation. They figured out something that you haven't. And that is so not the case. And listening into Chloe's story, you will see that. You'll hear that. She is super relatable, and you will find something to relate to, because just like every beautiful soul that comes onto this podcast, their story is just so unique, but we are just so not alone in what we experience day to day and what we go through. So I do not want to keep you waiting anymore. I want to dive right on into Chloe's story. So without waiting any longer, let's dive right in.
Well, thank you for joining me this evening. I'm so happy to have you on. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. Likewise. So why don't we just dive right on in and you can tell me and everybody who's going to be listening a little bit about yourself and really what your story is.
Okay, so my name is Chloe Brown. I'm known as Chloe Exandria on social media. That's actually my middle name, but I just use it because it's different than Brown. But I am a body positive influencer, as like a little side job from my full-time job as a social media manager. And I started my body positivity journey in early, I would say earlier in probably 2020 is really when I started to love my body and treat it differently and just learn how to fuel my body the right way. But in 2019, I really was concerned with how I looked, and I was so concerned with maintaining the beauty standard body, kind of really thin, only eating one meal a day. I ended up getting really sick. I was in the hospital. I had a low B12, and my heart, I started getting heart issues. So I was really putting, I was eating one potato a day. That was my diet. And
Just a potato?
what?
Just a potato? Just one
Just a
potato?
potato with butter. That's all I was eating a day. And it started getting to the point where if I would eat anything else, because it was so bland that I would get sick and I couldn't hold in the food, like it was just not good. And I ended up really, it took a toll on my mental health. I was starving. I thought I had to look a certain way. And growing up, I always, my mom and my dad, my biological dad, had separated. He was very abusive towards me, and he would always talk about how fat I was as a child, which kind of made me grow up thinking I could never be a bigger girl, or I always had to be stick thin and like have no fat on my body or nothing, no flaws, nothing could be wrong. And finally, at the age of 22, like 21, 22, I started realizing I cannot go on living like this. Mentally, it's making me feel horrible. Physically, it's affecting me. I started getting rashes all over my body, all because I wasn't fueling my body with the necessary nutrients it needed. I can't, not to be gross, but I had diarrhea constantly because I just wasn't eating anything besides potatoes and water. I wasn't even drinking coffee, and coffee's like my favorite thing because I thought the calories were too much. And yeah, I literally would do anything for a good iced coffee any day. But yeah, it just got really bad to a point where I decided I needed to start loving my body as it is while fueling it. So I really started just eating three meals a day, and it started off like a little bit at a time. So I would work up like one full meal a day, then two, then three. And now I'm eating three full meals a day, and I feel really confident in my body. I've done a lot of work on myself and taught myself a lot of different affirmations. And I just kind of, am I allowed to swear on here? So I just kind of like, when I look at myself, I tell myself, you're a bad bitch. And then I just started believing it after a while. And it really made all the difference. It did. But yeah, that is kind of how I started my body positivity journey.
Yes, there's so much juiciness to unpack there. That's a very impactful story. And I mean, right off the bat, I know every time someone starts to dive into their story and I hear it, I'm like, this is why I bring people on to share their stories. Because, you know, there's somebody out there who's going to listen to your story and say, like, oh my God, that's me too. You know,
Right.
that's something that
Exactly.
they experience in what they're going through with hating their body. That is extreme. And it's, I just have to point out, it's kind of funny that you only chose like a potato, like a carb, when they're so feared in diet culture.
I know. I don't know why I did it. I think just because everything else made me feel sick because it wasn't bland. So I tried to pick something like as bland as possible. It's pretty low calorie, even though it has carbs, and it was just a really bad situation. But recently, I did put on some weight in quarantine, and that kind of like changed my perspective on a lot of things. Since I was thin, so thin at one point, I really understood what it was like to be oppressed for being fat. And I never realized what it's like. I never realized what it was like before until right now. Mm. And I was getting like death threats. Like this man like tried to find my address because I was promoting obesity and I'm What's Wrong with America. When I was skinny, I never dealt with hate comments, nothing. It was all like so easygoing. And now that I put on some weight, people hate me online. And that's crazy to me. And I feel like there's such a double standard sometimes because I was on TikTok and I was looking at all the people doing the trend that my video went viral for, and there were men doing it and they were getting praised in the comments. But when a woman did it, they were getting death threats. So I just thought that that was insane.
I literally have goosebumps from how mad that makes me. You're right. It is. It's a very double standard. You know, in a short, I feel like, you know, dad bods haven't been around for that long, like that long of a thing, but like, it's no big deal. Like, it's cool to have a dad bod, but you can't have a mom bod.
I know. Like, what's so wrong about it? I feel very powerful in this body that I'm in now because I'm like strong and I'm fueling myself. So I don't understand what the big deal is about having a few extra pounds. You know, I know what's healthy for me. And I just, it's no one else's business what your personal health is, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's crazy how mean and nasty people get over someone gaining weight. It's literally insane.
Yeah. Yes. And I love that you point out that you're getting, I mean, I don't love that you're experiencing it, but it's just great like to expose like what goes on in it when you're saying you're literally getting hate now that you're showing up for your body. Versus before, you're loving your body, you're actually not, I'm sure you're not experiencing a lot of those health issues that you were experiencing.
No, before. Not at all.
But nobody cared when you were doing that.
As long as I looked physically good, no one cared about my mental health. But when I look physically bad, according to societal standards, to shit with your mental health, no one cares if they're hurting your feelings. You just have to look a certain way in society. And that's so ridiculous. And I want to switch the language about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you were talking about your journey of getting from there to where you are now. I'd like to kind of like take a little back step and maybe you can elaborate on kind of what that looked like and what the turning point was where you're like, okay, I gotta make changes. And this is, you know, kind of how you started it.
So it's such a weird turning point for me. I was in a really toxic relationship with a boy before my senior year of college. And he would always tell me, like, if you gain weight, like, I wouldn't be attracted to you. I'm just not that attracted to bigger girls. And it, not that it started this like resentment in me kind of, but it kind of did. And I was like, men shouldn't be able to say this stuff. To keep you and like threaten you that they're going to break up with you if you gain weight. So I was like, I'm going to start fueling my body like I'm supposed to. I'm going to start taking care of myself and I'm going to break up with him. So I broke up with him, and most women, you know, think they need to lose weight when they go through a breakup. And I said, I'm going to do what he didn't want me to do, which was gain weight by being healthy and fueling my body with the nutrients and the vitamins that it needs. So I did that. And then I started feeling really powerful and confident. I learned how to dress my body, like how to dress it and show off my curves. And it just really started this fire in me that I want to help other women learn how to dress their bodies and learn how to feel confident themselves. So it was a weird little thing that happened, but it really was a turning point for me.
Yes. I love that. I always say that like, once you kind of have that turning point, like there's no going backwards.
Yes, absolutely. And like no hate comment I get could make me ever retreat back to where I was ever.
Yes. Absolutely. So you said that you do a bunch of affirmations. Are they different, or do you have like certain ones that you always hang tight to?
So I usually say I am statements like I am beautiful. I am sexy. I am confident. I am healthy. I actually have I am, I am, I am tattooed on my side because they helped me so much. Yeah. So I really try to stick with I am statements, and I look at myself in the mirror and say them. And you feel kind of crazy when you're saying them out loud, But if you say them out loud, I swear it tricks your brain into believing them. And then you start to believe that you are all the things that you're telling yourself. And the whole point of that video was kind of an affirmation that I made on TikTok. I'm saying, like, I am beautiful because my body supported me in a pandemic. Like, I am strong because my body supported me in a pandemic. And I think everyone should be saying that to themselves right now, because we're all surviving. How we chose to survive this pandemic is different for everyone. Mm-hmm. And how you choose to survive it is completely okay. And it's completely acceptable, you know?
Amen, sister. Absolutely. And not just this pandemic, you know, we all experience different things in life, you know, as childhood, growing up, toxic relationships, like you and me, and how we choose to survive those things that we go through is not wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah, everyone's experience is different, and however you need to get through that, and like whatever affirmations you need to tell yourself, do it and make yourself a greater person.
Yeah, absolutely. So what, through your journey, what was like the, was there like anything that would kind of like you kept coming back to as like a struggle or like a roadblock in your journey, we'll call it?
For sure. So when I first got like really into social media, I would see all of like only skinny girls portrayed, which really made me feel like if I want to be successful on social media, because I was a social media manager, I needed to be thin. Mm-hmm. So that's also kind of why I like show off my fat, because like you don't have to be thin to be successful. I want to show girls that like you can run your own business if you want. It doesn't matter what size you are. You can still feel beautiful and be beautiful. But social media was definitely a tough one for me. So I ended up actually just, and it sounds kind of brutal, but I unfollowed or blocked whoever just made me feel really bad about my self-esteem for my own mental health. Mm-hmm. And it really helped me. It really did a lot.
Yes. Yes. So what is your kind of opinion on that? So if you're a social media marketer, right, that's what you, mm-hmm. that's what you're calling it. Okay. So social media marketer, but then there is that downside that you hear a lot of people talk about, like, you know, the comparison trap that we all fall into and seeing different accounts and stuff that make us feel that way. What do you think is like the key? Like I'll use the cliche word balance there, but to find that balance.
So that's a hard question. I think the balance, you have to find a balance in like when you're getting on social media, are you doing it just to scroll or are you doing it with a purpose? So when I get on, I'm trying to help other people. I'm trying to answer my comments, answer my DMs. I'm trying to support the body positive movement. I'm going into that hashtag and I'm liking them all because that's what I want to focus on, right? Mm-hmm. So when I get on social media, I'm not just going on to scroll and get lost in the scroll. I'm going on with a purpose of here's what I'm getting on to do. I'm going to set a time limit for myself. I'm going to write out what I need to do it, and then be done and get off.
Hmm. That's a little trick. Good way to manage the work and avoid the rabbit hole.
Yes.
Rabbit hole scrolling.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
So what you said, like your hope and your is to help women, you know, feel that fire within them. You know, for anybody of any age who kind of feels like they're in that dark place that we all are at one point and are having trouble getting out of that or getting started, what do you recommend for them?
I definitely recommend starting with your own personal mantra. So whatever that may be, whatever you're insecure about. And I mean, thick girls aren't the only people that are insecure. I know plenty of skinny girls that feel insecure. Whatever your insecurities are, you have to reframe the thought around them. So for me, it was, I'm so ugly because I'm thick. So I reframed that and said, I am so beautiful because my body is strong. So you have to take the negative thought and reframe it around a positive thought and reframe it with those positive words, and it'll change the way that you think about yourself. Mm-hmm. And you're really just going to start believing it. So any negative thought, whatever your that constant negative nagging thought you get about yourself, just reframe it, reword it, and make sure you say that positive version rather than the negative version to yourself. And it takes a while. You kind of have to force yourself to like, mm-hmm. when you start thinking negatively, you have to be like, wait, I'm thinking really negatively. Let me actually make an effort to switch this. And then you do. And it gets better. It does.
Yeah, definitely. I actually think, speaking of that, you know how we always say it, like, takes 21 days to make a habit? I've recently read in a psychology journal, they're actually thinking that is more like 60 some days.
Wow. I believe it, though. I believe it. I would say it took me longer than 60 days to start believing my affirmations. It took me about a year. I started and then I would have days where it was super hard, where I was like, I don't believe anything I'm telling myself. And then I still get insecure. I think people a lot of the times like see I'm body positive and think I don't have any insecurities. I do, but by pushing through and like showing them off anyways helps me realize that they're beautiful and that they're acceptable. So I definitely think also another thing that people are insecure about, show it off. And people will give you praise because it's beautiful. Like, yeah. Insecurities are such a beautiful thing. They are.
They're literally what make us human.
Yes, and they make us all so unique and different from one another. I love them.
Yes. And that's another like deep message of diet culture, that they try to shame us for being different and for being unique.
Yes. And another thing, diet culture makes so much money off of our insecurities. So let's stop giving them that money and start giving it to ourselves. Build a business off your insecurities. Think, what can I do to make a difference for a woman who struggle with the same thing? Mm-hmm. Like, turn it around and do it for yourself and not for some company that just wants you to be even more insecure.
Absolutely. I like to look at it like every one of us women, we're like a link and like a chain link, like rope or like a chain link fence. And like every time one of us stands up and says, you know what, I'm going to change the way I view my body, we're just making that stronger.
Exactly. And every time another woman does, it makes more women want to join, you know? So it's like, why don't we all just start loving ourselves and to shit with the people who don't want us to.
Absolutely. I love that you point out that, you know, it did take you quite some time to really feel more grounded in a different way of thinking. And that you do still have days that struggle, because I'm sure there's tons of people who, whether they voice it to you or just think it, that look at, you know, someone like you, or, you know, yourself and say, oh, it seems so easy for you, or, oh, I don't think I could ever get there and be like that.
Right. It took so long. I used to be the same way. I used to look at body positive people and think like, I'll never be where they're at. I can never do that. I can't love myself. Like, how are they doing that? And then, I mean, after a year, it just kind of happened. Like, something clicked in me and I was like, I'm done hating my body because I'm in it forever. So what's the point of trying to switch it around all the time? Why don't I just accept how it is, love how it is, and realize how beautiful it is and strong?
Yeah. And to heck with anybody who has a problem with that.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah, seriously.
So do you remember, and I ask this question because I do, and I want to know if I'm the only weirdo or if there's some other people like that. Do you remember like the exact moment when you said, this is it, like, that's enough, I'm done?
I was in my mom. I actually came to my mom's house. I live away, but I don't live with her anymore. But I came to my mom's house and had a mental breakdown. And I went in her closet and I shut the door and I dropped to the floor sobbing and said, I'm done hating myself. I'm done. Like, it's horrible. My mental health's down the drain. I was suicidal because I hated myself so much. I was like, I'm not going to let my insecurities take control of my life like this anymore. I can't. This is ruining me as a person. And I still remember how I felt. Like, I just felt so empty and not fulfilled with anything, no spirit to me, no purpose. And once I felt that way, I knew I could never feel that way again. Like, I never wanted to. So sometimes I truly think you have to hit rock bottom to realize you can never hit rock bottom again, because it's so bad and so just awful. Terrible.
Yeah. And it definitely makes you appreciate where you go from there a lot more. But yeah, it's definitely a one-time only trip.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. Like, even when, like, I was so depressed, I just remember, like, I felt so purposeless, and I would try to find purpose in significant others and friends and, like, anything I could do not to find purpose within myself. I was doing. I was like, let me just go put my purpose in this person. And that was damaging for me. Mm-hmm. So finding love for myself and confidence and independence really has changed my entire life.
Yes, I can believe that. I do think we distract ourselves a lot more from what really is going on, what we're really feeling inside, way more than we realize.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I would go to therapy and my therapist would be like, how are you? I was like, I'm good. And really, I was terrible. I couldn't do anything. I wasn't eating. I was mentally unstable, but I was skinny. So that's all that mattered. If I was skinny, of course I would be happy. Wrong. I was literally the most miserable I'd ever been in my entire life. And that's what people need to understand. Just because you look a certain way doesn't mean you're happy and you're healthy. Mm-hmm. You could be the skinniest person on earth and be miserable, or you could be the happiest person on earth and be thick. Like, it doesn't, right. Just doesn't. Yeah.
Absolutely. So when you were having, like, you were in the thick of these health issues that you were talking about, what did your, like, your friends and family think?
So it was actually really hard because I lied to my friends and told them, yeah, I just started eating healthy and working out because I hate when people worry about me. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want anyone to worry about me. My mom was really the only person that kind of knew that I really wasn't eating a lot. Mm-hmm. And my doctor. And my doctor was like very concerned. She was like, is something going on at home? When in reality, I was just on social media comparing myself so much and not finding truth within myself and confidence. But yeah, it was a terrible, terrible time for me. Mm. Because I like couldn't get support from my friends because I couldn't tell them. I felt like I couldn't tell them because they thought I looked amazing. They were telling me how great I looked and how awesome it was that I'd lost so much weight in such a short amount of time, but none of them knew that I was really struggling. So it was really hard for me, very hard.
And what do you think that you were, like, you were fearful of if you did tell them?
I think I didn't want any of them to worry about me or to tell me to stop. I didn't want to stop. I wanted to get skinnier, and it was an issue for me. I would weigh myself, and at one point I weighed 145 pounds, which is just not for my body type. Mm-hmm. It's just not. I'm a naturally curvier girl, and I just remember, like, I looked empty. Like, my stomach was so flat and, like, caved in at one point. It looked really unhealthy, but I didn't want anyone to tell me to stop because I was just getting skinnier, and I would just look more like the girls that were portrayed in the media. And that's what I wanted at that time. It was a mentally really dark place for me.
Yeah, but definitely I can see that.
Yeah.
So after you had your breaking point and you started to take a different turn, what, mm-hmm. And so obviously with that came weight gain, right?
Yeah. Yes.
How did your friends and family react to that?
So they actually didn't say anything negative at all. Like, they were all super, like none of them thought I looked fat. No, like, I would ask them, I'm like, do you think I'm fat? They'd be like, no. So they were all like, no one treated me differently. Like, I was some ugly ogre, like people on social media say. It was just natural. Like, everyone's gaining weight right now. It's like a natural thing. Our bodies fluctuate and change.
Yeah.
So I feel like no one was really shocked by it, which was amazing because it would have made it so much harder if they would have been like, oh, you're gaining a ton of weight. Like, you look really bad. But over quarantine, I do want to touch on this. A lot of people have been asking me, like, why did you gain so much weight since March when, like, quarantine started? And I had COVID in July really, really bad, and my lungs were super inflamed. So I was put on a long taper steroid, which, like, made me gain so much weight so quick. But that steroid saved my life. So in my head, like, this weight gain kind of saved my life.
Yeah.
You know? So, and not that my health's anyone else's business, but I don't see anything wrong with that. You know?
Not a thing. No. No, and that is a powerful point because you know, society teaches us to look at somebody who is in a bigger body and think you're automatically, you are unhealthy because you're in a larger body. And I mean, there's plenty of women. I know I'm one of them. It sounds like you may be one of them. You know, we live in larger bodies and in, you know, you crunch the numbers, worse, quote, quote, unhealthy because of our body size and our weight. But, you know, you run the other numbers and we're as healthy as ever.
I know, literally. Like back in the day, like during the Italian Renaissance, people were bigger. People were more robust and they had fuller bodies and thicker bodies. And it's just society has changed, not the health standard. That's what I personally think.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's bad.
And that's really bad. It is. And you hit the nail on the head earlier when you said it was all meant for us to continue to grow the pockets of big corporations who buy on our insecurities.
And the amount of people who were not doctors in my comments telling me I'm going to get clogged arteries, I'm going to have a heart attack. I would just like to say I had two doctors message me on Instagram saying nothing is wrong. Like, you are fine. So it's just crazy how people think that they're right because they're so fat phobic.
Yes. Yes. And how they end up being so, like, to the core convinced of this information that has no merit to back it up.
Exactly. Like, obviously, you know, there comes a point when a lot of weight gain really fast can be definitely unhealthy, but I'm not there. And a lot of girls aren't. We just have natural, normal bodies. So just let us be. Just because we're not what fits the current societal beauty standard doesn't mean we're not healthy and living our best life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you hope that your role in this body positivity movement looks like going forward?
I just want to continue showing women that they should not care what other people have to say about their bodies, because all that matters is your own opinion, your own health. It's no one else's business. And, you know, how you chose to get through this time is completely acceptable. And don't let anyone tell you different. This is like the hardest time I feel like all of us have ever been through collectively. And we're all handling it differently. If you're choosing to go to the gym and work out, great. If you're losing weight, good for you. If you're gaining weight, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Everything, all transformations are okay if you feel good about them. No one else's opinion should matter. And I just want all women to know that their opinion about their bodies and how they feel is the only one that matters.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, before I do turn you loose, I ask the same question to everybody that I have on the podcast. So the podcast is called Taking Up Space. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to ask, what is your definition of taking up space?
My definition of taking up space would be being very loud about the things that are really important to you and not lowering your voice to accommodate others.
I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
Thanks.
All right. Well, where can people come hang out with you?
Yes, you can follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Chloe, Chloe underscore Xandria, Xandria.
Perfect. And I will link those in the show notes so everybody can just click and come hang out. Because if they aren't already, I know they will after listening to this podcast. So
awesome. Thank you so much. I love being on.
I know that you loved Chloe's story just as much as I love chatting with her and capturing it for you guys. It's truly just amazing. But before I let you go and we slide right on into the outro that normally plays all the time, I just wanted to take a moment to say how incredibly thankful I am for each and every one of you and how much I love you guys so very much from the bottom of my heart. This podcast would not be what it is without each and every one of you showing up for these conversations with me. And I just love having them. I love bringing this platform to life and allow this space for all of us to be here. And so I just want to thank you for that, for giving me this opportunity. And I also want to say that coming up on the new year, I know 2020 was just absolutely ridiculously insane, and it looked nothing like any of us had in mind. But no matter how crazy it was, no matter what happened in 2020, there is still things to be thankful for and for us to feel blessed. And I really hope that going into 2021, you can take some time to reflect on 2020 and see that the growth really still did happen within you and within your lives. And for those of you who suffered great loss in 2020, you know, especially that of a loved one, my heart goes out to you tremendously. And just know that you're not alone, and I am here for you, and we are here for you, and that you still are brave and strong. And it's okay if you have to lean on us and someone, anyone, for that support during those difficult times. But let's all hope for a 2021 that is magical, as I hope and as I feel in my gut and in my soul that it is going to bring. Pandemic or not, big things, big good things are coming for all of us in 2021. I firmly believe that. All right, I'll chat with you next year. Bye. Hey guys, thanks for joining me on another episode of Taking Up Space, the podcast. And if you're loving these episodes as much as I am, please, the best thing that you can do to show your love and appreciation is to share the podcast episodes with those that mean the most to you, with those that you feel would appreciate and get something so beneficial out of these episodes. Because that is the sole purpose, is to reach as many people as we can and to help affect and change so many lives for the better. So, I love that you were here with me. And until next time, guys, bye.